This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's lawyers started their impeachment trial defense Saturday, arguing that congressional Democrats are trying to overturn the results of the 2016 election. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
After the president's legal team started its case, House impeachment managers held a news conference to rebut some of the points made in the argument, saying the president should allow administration officials to testify. Lead House impeachment manager Adam Schiff asked why President Trump doesn't want people like acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton to speak to the Senate.
So why is it that the administration doesn't want them outed? Why doesn't the administration want them to talk to the American people? Because they know it would only incriminate the president.
President Trump is accused of abusing his power by asking Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden and then obstructing congressional investigations of the alleged abuse. The president has characterized the impeachment as a hoax. This is VOA News.